Okay, so the cuddy, the dog, is hiding in Nana's bed. It wasn't too long till he heard the door creak and Little Red's voice as she started to speak. "How are you, Nana? Have you got the flu? Mum's made some Afghans especially for you. Do you feel like a cuppa? I'll put on the jug. You need to keep snug as a bug in a rug." Cuddy coughed and croakily said, "Hello, my dear. Come sit close on my bed." Little Red looked, thinking, "Heaven forbid, you can't pull a swifty on this Kiwi kid." "Nana, your arms are so very hairy. They look kind of weird and a little bit scary." "Ah," said the cuddy, "I see you're no mug, but the softer the arms, the bigger the hug." "But Nana," she said, "your eyes are so wide." "All the better to see you, my dear," cuddy sighed. "And Nana, oh Nana," Little Red spoke, "have you lost your false teeth? Are those fangs just a joke?" The cuddy was now really sick of this game. He leapt from the bed and loudly proclaimed, "My fangs are quite real, and although you're small fry, it's been far too long since I've had decent kai." Little Red was still holding the Afghans from Mum. The tin they were in was as strong as a drum. She hurled it as hard as she could at his head. Then quickly she dived underneath Nana's bed. The next thing she heard someone say, Little Red, are you okay?" She poked out her head. Who had come to assist? Cripes! There was Dad, wildly waving his fists. Nana behind him was peering about, ready and willing again to strike out. As for the cuddy, he legged it away. It's rumoured he settled in some little bay and rented a batch which was right by the sea, where it's quiet and peaceful as ever could be. Far, far away from the bustle of town, where high-kicking nanas and redheads are found. The end.